Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're probably going to see that coming up when media is allowed in on Wednesday. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of people there for Shador. But I think what carries him a long way, like we talked about even before, is just the type of person he is. And Mary Kay laying it out that we played for you back at 7:40 in the station buzz. Teammates just seem like they respond to him, and Dan echoed those comments. And I think that's a great place to start if you're looking for a quarterback and looking for somebody to take this step up. But the other interesting thing I thought that we talked about was this sort of conversation about where the Browns get better. Right, if we're going to see improvements from the Browns, which I think is fair to say, we all expect that when the final record is said and done after week 18, the Browns better not be 3-14 next year, okay? That's going to lead to some very, very bad conversations. But I think Dan hit a very good point as to where the Browns get better. And the clear and obvious point where they do it is through the run game. Because not only do I think that you've upgraded that running back room, because realistically, we all know Nick Chubb wasn't what he was in years previous in last year's season. He's averaging just over 3 yards per carry. Even Jerome Ford, he averaged like 5 yards per carry, but a lot of that was on these breakoff sort of big chunk play runs where a lot of it came from. And Dan even pointed out the fact of like, yeah, Jerome's probably your change of pace back this year. You know, when you need somebody to go in there and, you know, decent receiving back. But it's probably going to hinge a lot on Quinshon Judkins and Dylan Sampson. And I think, yes, the running back room gets better. I have high hopes for Judkins. I think Sampson in the fourth round is a really good pick. But I think a lot of where the improvement hinges is in that Kevin Stefanski scheme. We've talked to Lance Reisland how many times about it, where he goes through and he's like, listen, the way that you line up in the Stefanski scheme is going to allow him to dissect defenses, create matchup problems, and it's going to allow you to effectively run the football. And under Kevin Stefanski, in the way that Dan echoed, is that this team has continuously been a strong run team. Yes, Nick Chubb being your main back certainly helps. But I think diving into where they actually improve is just getting through and getting back to doing what they do and allowing this offensive line to recreate what they were. We've talked about it. This offensive line was meant to run block. They were built on the idea that they're going to be a strong running team, and getting back to that is not only going to help this team just in the run numbers, I think it's going to open up a lot more. Your ability to pass the ball and be less predictive as to when you're passing the ball is going to be a massive help to actually keeping drives alive, producing first downs, and putting together an offense that looks similar to the way, you know, where you had some playoff runs compared to, well, a year like last year where you win 3 games. I'm not saying that the Browns are going to the playoffs. I'm just saying the offense is going to move better than it did last year. I think that's nearly a given. No matter what quarterback of these four you have, it's pretty tough to get worse. Now, I think there's a lot of other areas of improvement for the Browns dating back to last year. But a lot of them stem off of that offensive success that you find from the run game. I imagine that we look at this and probably say, well, the defense is going to be improved. They're probably not going to play like the 15th to 20th best defense on any given week. They're probably going to play like a top 12, top 10 defense. And I think the potential to be better than that is certainly there. But you're looking at it and just the defense last year was practically on the field for 80% of games. At least it felt that way. It felt like they couldn't buy a break. They couldn't get off the field. So you go through and you continue to have these conversations. You continue to sort of build these things up. And as you get to be able to run more plays on offense, I think the defense gets a break. They get hopefully better field position. And you see improvements. Now they have to make adjustments on their own. They can't be constantly getting burned off of just playing press coverage and MJ Emerson getting, you know, scorched over the top and Greg Newsom getting scorched over the top. But I think being on fresher legs certainly helps that. In a pass rush that's hopefully, I don't know that it's going to be significantly improved from where it was last year, but I'm thinking that at least has a little bit more dynamic elements to it with Mason Graham, who's going to help out a lot in the run defense as well, but also just the developments of guys like Isaiah Wright and Isaiah McGuire, or Alex Wright and Isaiah McGuire. I think that that's going to help you out a ton. And the Browns need that. The offense absolutely needs to see these massive things happen. We're done. We're done watching a team that can't run the ball and that is constantly set in third and long and is going three and out. The improvements should be there. The Browns, despite the roster not really taking in a lot of massive improvements, and in fact, I'd say you look around from week one roster last year to week one roster this year, and you probably see a lot of areas where the individual talent has probably decreased in the eyes of a lot of football fans. But it should continue to rise. It should be better as an overall product. I don't know they get to 7 wins like my prediction says, but it probably falls somewhere around there and certainly higher than 3. You just can't continue to go down the route that you're in. I think that you get less out of next year, or you get something close to the equivalent of next year, and even if you're putting out 4 wins, then there's conversations. There's conversations about jobs and whether these guys need to be here, because it needs to be significant improvement. And even if it's not in the overall record, if you win 5 games, but you see a bunch of young guys step up and actually make the change, okay, maybe Kevin and Andrew can keep their jobs. But if things just go absolutely down the hole, well, things are going to have to probably see at least a little shakeup. I think that the Browns are on the right path to making a lot of the right moves. But you also need to hit on a lot. If it's going to be the 2-year turnaround, you need to hit on a lot. A good start is get the run game under control and then worry a lot about the next things next year. You can't continue to have the season that you had. You have to make more gains. And it goes back to our conversation yesterday saying, hey, you know, is it too lofty of a goal or not lofty enough of a goal to go through and just find the quarterback this year? And I think this is where a lot of those things stem from. Okay, well, if we can figure out the running game and the quarterback situation, well, you're on your way to having a pretty darn good offense. Even if it takes a quarterback in 2026, you've taken the right steps to have a good offense. And that's a good place to start. That's where you start to see, okay, well, maybe they can get back to being a playoff contender in 2026 and hopefully beginning to make some of those big runs. But it doesn't start much before then. 216-474-0092. Where do you expect improvements this year from the Browns as well? Shedeur Sanders, when he got here to where he is now, a 5th-round pick, potentially a humbling experience. It's in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.